Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu had assured the victims of the AgriGold scam that speedy dispersal of compensation would take place and instructed the state's Advocate General to make effective arguments in court so as to ensure the same. Naidu, who took stock of the progress of the case, said that the tainted firm's properties must be auctioned soon so that the money can be used as the compensation for the victims. Now let's move on to Telangana. TRS leader K.T. Rama Rao officially took over the reins of the party from his father and State Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao. It was announced last Friday that KTR, as he is more popularly known, was appointed as a party working president. Last week, TRS President and CM K. Chandrasekhar Rao, who has decided to focus on national politics, entrusted the key responsibility to his son, who is seen as number two in the party and in the government. Now let's move on to Karnataka. Karnataka Chief Minister S.G. Kumaraswamy attended the swearing-in ceremony of Congress's newly elected leaders Ashok Gehlot at Rajasthan Chief Minister in Jaipur. Kumaraswamy had flown to Jaipur by a special aircraft and attended the swearing-in of Gehlot as the Chief Minister. Now let's move on to Kerala. Rahul Iswar, the president of the Ayappa Dharma Sena, has been arrested. This comes after a local court in Rani on Saturday revoked his bail on the ground that he violated the bail conditions. Rahul Iswar was first arrested from Pamba on October 17 for protesting when the gates of the Sabarimala temple opened for the first time after the historic verdict of the Supreme Court allowed the entry of women of all ages to the temple. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. DMK president and leader of the opposition in Tamil Nadu, M.K. Stalin, proposed a candidature of Congress President Rahul Gandhi as a prime ministerial candidate ahead of the 2019 general elections. As far as the DMK is concerned, the move further cements the ties with the Congress. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.swnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.